Conclusion. When talking about a day of the week, believers should not call it the Sabbath. It is not. The Sabbath, as it concerns a day of the week, was a Jewish day, an old covenant concept, and does not belong to the Christian. It did not belong to all men indiscriminately. It does not belong to all men today. It belonged only to the Jews. It has now been abolished in Christ, since he is the true Sabbath. If only this was understood and acted upon, it would save any amount of trouble and confusion. Too many try to apply the fourth commandment to believers in a semi-old covenant letter-ridden way. Since they are under the new covenant, however, believers should no more keep the Sabbath than they should sacrifice, set up priests, build a temple, or keep the Passover. Not only that, when they use these old covenant words, believers should do as the New Testament and use them to convey a spiritual meaning only. Christ is our Passover. Christ is our priest. Christ is our sacrifice. Christ is our altar. Christ is our Sabbath. Christ is all, Colossians 3:11. This is how the New Testament scriptures speak, and so should we. This is the point of all this discussion. The observance of the Sabbath is a matter of life and death. Not in the sense Sabbatarians mean, however. Unless a sinner finds true Sabbath rest in this life, he will perish eternally. Hence my title, The Essential Sabbath. While this refers to the reduction of my earlier book to its essentials, I have had a far more important thought in mind. I want to make sure that you, listener, understand that unless Christ is your Sabbath, you will perish. This is the real essential here. With that thought throbbing within me, I turn to all who listen to this audio. There is a Sabbath for sinners. It is Christ. Christ is the only resting place for sinners. Christ is the only resting place for you. Unless you are in Christ, you will perish. Come to Christ then, and come now, and you will be in Christ. But you only come into Christ by trusting him for salvation. Unless you are born again, you will never enter the kingdom or even see it. Unless you have repented and are trusting Christ, you are even now in your sins under the wrath of God and struggling to earn your salvation, vainly striving to be right with God. Give it up. Lay down your arms. Submit to Christ. Come to Christ and enter into rest. Come now. Listen to Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. More than listen to Jesus. Believe his promise. More than believe his promise. Trust him. Come to him. I plead with you. And on the authority of God's word, I assure you that you will receive his promised rest now and forever.